Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q2 and H1FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Diwakaran Suryanarayanan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
My name is Diwakaran, and I am the Chief Operating Officer of this company. Nakul and I thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to connect with our esteemed investors and analysts. I extend a warm welcome to all on behalf of Sohm. Q2 performance, you know, we have achieved a total income of 2,700 million, which is roughly 270 crores, and our EBITDA is 405 million rupees, which is roughly 40 crores, with a year-on-year growth of 15.1%, a margin of 15%. Net profit at 195 million, which is 19.5 crores, with a 7.2% margin. Overall, the beer volume performance is 36 lakh cases, but the volume has been down by roughly about 19%, mainly driven by underperformance in the state like Karnataka, where we had issues related to the taxation and the beer industry slumping over Q4 of last year. It continued in Q1, and it continues to be the same in Q2 as well. So that was the main thing that led to the drop in volume. We definitely expect a much higher, much better recovery during Q3 and Q4, mainly coming from states like Odisha and Karnataka. Karnataka, we are very confident. I think October performance is better than Q2, and we also introduced a brand called Sunny Beaches, which has really done well for a brand which is as old as a month. We have already achieved roughly about 5,000 outlets. Our brand is available in the market, and it has taken share from various brands, and it is really encouraging to see that. And so therefore, we are very confident Q3 and Q4 will be better in terms of volume performance. Our IMFL performance has done 4.1 lakh cases in Q2. The growth in the IMFL segment coming from our legacy brands, which is Black Fort and Milestone, etc., and also the very good encouraging performance by Mahavat in places like Madhya Pradesh and Delhi, which we rolled out recently. Our realization per case is 607 rupees, which is up from 531 of last year's same quarter. It basically is coming from both a good mix of cans as well as good state mix. You know, states like Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand have contributed substantially to increase the realization. Similarly, on IMFL, our realization is 939 rupees per case. So our outlook continues to be portfolio expansion. We will focus on brands like Woodpecker and the new brands that we have launched in Mahavat in IMFL, and also looking at other premium liquor in the single malt segment. And also, we'll be consolidating our drive in terms of market share in states like Odisha and Karnataka. Good news is that in the last quarter, we had mentioned that, you know, that Tamil Nadu we have entered, and we are making a dent in that market as well. We have, in a short period of 6 months, we have gained almost 2% of the market in the overall market, but in the available market, we are close to about 3.5%-4% available districts of the state of Tamil Nadu. So it's all an encouraging sign overall. I think Q3 and Q4 will be better. Q2 obviously has been, you know, subdued a little bit in terms of the consumption as well. Overall, the industry has suffered. Many big players like UB have suffered. So it has been a little tough, but we are overcoming all those issues in Q3 and Q4. Our priorities will continue to be expansion with better portfolio brands and including premiumization, and innovation will continue to be our focus and delivering better stakeholder value. I now hand over to my colleague, Mr. Nakul Sethi, who will highlight and give details about the financial performance of the company. Thank you. Nakul, over to you.
Thank you, Divya sir, and good afternoon to everyone on this call. It's a pleasure to take you through the financial and strategic highlights for quarter 2 FY26 and the half year FY26. The financial performance for quarter 2 FY26, we reported a total income of 2,700 million. This was a decrease of 7.2% year on year. The gross profit margin expanded to 41.06% in quarter 2 FY26 from around 40% in the corresponding quarter of last year. Our EBITDA for the quarter was ₹405 million, showing a growth of 15% compared to the same period last year with a margin of 15%, as against the 12.1% reported last year in the same quarter. Our PBT rose to ₹274 million in quarter 2 FY26. The PBT margin improved to 10.17% in quarter 2 FY26 as compared to 8.94% in quarter 2 FY25. Our net profit for the quarter was ₹195 million with a margin of 7.2%. Similarly, for the first half of FY26, our total income stood at ₹8,001 million with a gross margin rising to 37.61% from 35.90% last year. We also reported a strong EBITDA margin at 14%, marking a growth of 12.5% as compared to the same period last year. For half year FY26, the PBT stood at ₹858 million, registering a 4.6% growth year on year with a margin of 10.73% as compared to ₹820 million in half year 1 FY25, where the margin was at 10.2%. Our net profit for H1 FY26 was ₹616 million. With a margin of 7.7%. A key highlight for the quarter was the progress we have made on the phase 1 of a greenfield project in Farukabad, Uttar Pradesh, which remains on track for completion by FY27. This integrated facility under our wholly owned subsidiary Woodpecker Green Agri will ensure that our brands are easily available in UP and northern region of the country, thereby enhancing the sales and market reach of our beer brands. In phase 2, we are also proposing to set up a distillery at the site to further strengthen the company's production capabilities and product portfolio. Before we proceed to the Q&A session, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders for their support and confidence in our business. Thank you. I would request the Q&A session to be open, please.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mukund Agarwal from VMC Advisors. Please go ahead, sir. Sir Mukund, kindly unmute your mic.
Hello, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
What would be your H2 revenue guidance? Also, if you could give a realistic target for the investors, as from the last 3 quarters, your words have nowhere been close to the numbers which were given as guidance.
The guidance is given based upon our expectations for the quarter, but some things are also beyond our control, including the government regulations. So, and we are in a industry which is governed by where the government plays a very important role. So I think having said that, we are expecting that we should do better than what we have done in the first half of the year. But as of now, I think we could look at adding another 800 crores of revenue for the remaining 6 months.
Okay. Also, the margins which were posted in this quarter were one of the highest among all of it. Can we see such margins to be sustained in future?
Yeah, I think we have done very well in terms of our returnable glass bottle management. Let's hope that we continue to, post margin like this. Let's hope. That's what I can say right now.
Okay. Also, after the results came out, Mr. Arora came on an interview at ET Now, and he said that from the last couple of years, growth came from the beer segment, and now you guys are focusing on the IMFL. So, if you can give some highlight on that.
Yeah, so we have, informed in the last quarter gathering that we are going to focus on the premium side of the IMFL business. As a start, we have done the brand called Mahavat, which we have launched in Madhya Pradesh, and recently catered to Delhi as well. And we have plans to put the same brand in the entire northern India within this quarter, or latest by next quarter. That is one. And also the second one will also come from efforts on the single malt segment, which is going to bear fruits very soon, and we expect that also to be rolled out in various markets, including key lighthouse markets like Mumbai. It will kind of gather speed by end of this quarter. Probably by Q4 we'll get into that. So that's all going to be high revenue and high margin efforts in the IMFL. Like Nakul has said, that once the beer thing is set up, we are also focusing on installing the IMFL bottling unit in Uttar Pradesh as well. That is also going to add to our availability in the state of Uttar Pradesh, and therefore overall revenue is going to go up from the list.
Okay, and by when can we expect the UP plant to start and show revenue on the top line?
Nakul?
We expect that by maybe June of next year, we should have the UP plant running.
By June, basically 2026?
June 26, yes.
Okay.
See, this will definitely be a long haul game, the IMFL business. It's not going to be a short-term thing. And we are going to focus on the premium segment. We are quite strong in the economy and regular segment in state of Madhya Pradesh and CSD, and in state of Odisha, we're quite okay. But in the premium segment is where the opportunity is, and that we will continue to focus to harness all the opportunities that are there.
ओके तो ये जो प्लान जो लग रहा है पहला फेज आप लोग का 350 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट में, एंड एज नकुल जी सेइंग दैट बाय नेक्स्ट ईयर जून द प्लांट शुड बी रनिंग, सो इफ यू टॉक अबाउट द नेक्स्ट 9 months आफ्टर दैट, व्हाट कैन बी द डिफरेंस इन द टॉप लाइन विच वी माइट बी एबल टू सी? Because of the CapEx.
See, the once we set up a plant in UP and it's operational commercially, it will add to the availability in the state of UP. Also, it will also help us cater to the neighboring states from where there is huge demand, but we are not able to cater because of our capacity constraints during peak months in the state of Madhya Pradesh, the plant that we have. So obviously the opportunity is big. And if you are putting a 350 crore investment, obviously we should expect sizable results. And our effort in terms of preparing the ground for it is already on in the last 3-4 months. And it will continue to be focused upon, and we'll make it as robust as possible so that the expected results are coming from the state of UP mainly, and then the neighboring state.
Okay. And also in the books, the interest cost has risen up sharply, but the debt in the books has not been showing. So what is the difference? Why is there such a difference?
So this is because of higher utilization of the cash credit limits.
ये थोड़ा समझा पाएंगे?
सॉरी
कैन यू एक्सप्लेन दिस अ लिटिल मोर?
तो जैसे हमारे पास में देर आर सीसी लिमिट ऑफ क्लोज टू अबाउट 156 करोड़. सो दिस ईयर बिकॉज वी हैव पुट इन लॉट ऑफ मनी इन टू अबाउट वी हैव इन्वेस्टेड क्लोज टू अबाउट 90 करोड़ इन दी वुड पैक ग्रीन एग्री प्लांट, ड्यू टू विच देर वॉज हायर यूटिलाइजेशन ऑफ अर सीसी लिमिट.
ओके तो
जो भी सरप्लस आ रहा था दैट वॉज गोइंग टू दैट यूपी प्लांट. So that's why the interest cost is higher. Though we have not taken bank debt as of now, which we'll take pretty soon now.
तो कितना का डेट, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डेट आर वी एक्सपेक्टिंग टू टेक?
वी शुड बी टेकिंग अबाउट क्लोज टू अबाउट 200 करोड़ ऑफ टर्म डेट.
ओके सो इट्स गोइंग टू बी टेकन इन वन गो और विल इट बी डिवाइडेड इनटू अ कपल ऑफ पार्ट्स?
No, it will be divided over the next, say, 6 months or so.
Okay. Also, like promoter holding right now shows 40%. So what would be the promoter holding, including the Benami shares, which were attached by the High Court?
Sorry?
हाई कोर्ट ने प्रमोटर होल्डिंग का कुछ बेनामी शेयर्स को अटैच करके रखा है अपने साथ. प्रमोटर होल्डिंग इज 40%. सो इफ यू इंक्लूड द बेनामी शेयर, व्हाट इज द टोटल परसेंटेज होल्डिंग ऑफ द प्रमोटर्स?
नंबर वन, दैट मैटर इज अंडर लिटिगेशन, सो वी कांट आंसर दैट कि वो उसका शेयर जो है वो बोल रहा है, तो हम मान लें कि वो हमारी शेयर है.
ओके बट व्हाट परसेंटेज ऑफ शेयर इज अटैच्ड इरिस्पेक्टिव?
That is not the promoter shares which are attached, right?
No, that's fine. But even if it's not the promoter shares, we just want to know what is the percentage of share which is attached with the High Court.
This is a investor call on the company. Okay? It is not to do with the promoters or somebody else's case which is going on in the court.
Okay.
And the company cannot answer this on some third party's behalf. So this is not the correct forum to answer or for you to ask this question also.
Okay.
So is the company concerned with that, right?
क्या बोल रहे?
I am saying how is the company.
No, I am just asking about the liquidity in the market and what percentage of share is liquid in the market.
I can't answer that.
Okay. ठीक है, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nagraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You are audible, sir.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to know what is the financial implication on the listed entity due to converting Woodpecker Green Agri Limited into a fully owned subsidiary, and what is the reason for converting this to a fully owned subsidiary? This is my first question.
So I'll answer that. The main reason for converting into a wholly owned subsidiary was to give maximum benefit to the shareholders, because all the profits will accrue to the main holding company, that is SDBL.
Okay, that is good. Nice to hear. And my second question is, what is the projected IMFL share in terms of sales expected during this year and next year due to introduction of Mahabat whiskey and planned single malt whiskey very soon?
Diva, can you answer that, please?
Yeah, so please, IMFL as a category is a huge segment. It is probably 10 to 20% higher than the beer segment in terms of size of volume. And our focus is going to be in the northern side of India with our Mahavat whiskey, and Bimbetka will be in the key metro cities, right? So we will obviously first we are going to seed the brand into relevant outlets, right, and relevant markets, and make sure the volume is repeated, and there is sufficient awareness created for the brand in the channel, etc. And we will do all the necessary to make sure that the repeats happen regularly and the volume drop size per outlet is going to go up. At the end of the day, it is our ambition that, we like how we are sitting in beer at almost 10% market share in the markets where we are available. In a period of time, I think, starting with 1%, we can even go up to 5-7% in the next 3 to 5 years. It's a huge market. But
sir, what is the present share, IMFL segment contributing the company's share, sales?
So it's because since we are concentrated in majorly with IMFL in Madhya Pradesh and CNT, and to an extent in Odisha, we cannot keep measuring the overall India against that. It's quite difficult. In those markets, we have a reasonable share.
I'm not asking region specific. What is the IMFL sales contribution presently compared to the
roughly,
complete sales?
Okay. In terms of revenue, it is roughly about 10% of our 11% of our revenue comes from IMFL.
Okay. Can we expect this to go to 15% this year and 20% next year?
It's quite possible. 15% is possible. 20 I will not be able to say, but 15% is possible within a matter of 2 to 3 years.
It's like 2 to 3 years. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nalda.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shivam Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
please carry on.
Yeah. Sir, IMFL realization for this quarter was 939. For last year, it was 1038. So we are looking for premiumization, but our realization is going down. Can you explain how that is going down?
So, answered the earlier question, the IMFL is just about 11% of our revenue today, right? And it is concentrated in a few states, right? In that state, wherever we have introduced Mahavat, which is a premium whiskey, we have just seeded the brand. It's just about 4 to 5 months old in Madhya Pradesh. And Delhi, we just rolled out. So premiumization is a long-term game. Right, so we have started that, and hopefully the mix of Mahavat and the ones we launch, the single malt whiskey, all these things will contribute to better revenue. And as far as comparison to previous quarter is concerned, it's a combination of which brand was in demand in those markets. Like in Madhya Pradesh, if a particular SKU is selling at a lower realization, if that demand has gone up, and the other demand is slightly lower. The mix has changed a little bit, but it is not a thing which is a permanent thing. You know, this can be corrected.
Okay, sir. And sir, our capacity utilization is going down, but our gross margin is going up. So when we recover volume, will our gross profit increase even further?
It is a question of how we ramp up our sales. So I mean, if we run at a very normative 5-10%, then we can expect our gross margins to improve. But if we are looking at growth as what we are, then the gross margins would definitely, you know, be a little lower than what we are currently at.
But sir, if the utilization improves, then our fixed cost is not improving. So our margin should improve, right?
No. It's not a question of fixed cost. It's a question of how many new glass bottles are used as a total percentage of the bottle used.
Okay, sir. And so regarding Karnataka, we lost market share when the excise duty was high. How much of the market share have we been able to regain again?
So we have roughly lost about 5.5% in half one of this year, vis-a-vis half one of last year. But October, we have kind of gained back about 0.5%. Right. In November, it looks like we are going to gain back over 1% vis-a-vis the previous quarter. So it is improving. The launch of Sunny Peaches beer, which is one of those mild beers, is received good response from the market. Like I said at the beginning of my presentation, we have already reached about 5,000 outlets in terms of availability. And almost 4,500 outlets have repeated the brand. So we're expecting this to create a huge scale in terms of volume for us. And therefore, our revenue and market share in the state of Karnataka will start picking up from Q3 and Q4. We will see bigger results in Q4 because the season will pick up by then.
And sir, regarding entry into Andhra, are we doing something about it?
Andhra, we have participated in the tender, and I think end of September, beginning of October, they have sent a notification saying that the government has approved it, but we have officially still not heard from them. So we are waiting for that, and our people are on following up on the matter.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That is it from me.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Manoj Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for giving me the opportunity. My question is that regarding that raw material price stability and the packaging material stable in this quarter, in spite of this, that IMFL realization was low compared to the last Y-on-Y basis. So, any specific reason that why that IMFL realization was less? This is my first question.
So this question about IMFL realization being low was answered in the previous investors.
What was the reason? What was the reason that the realization was less? Because the mix of
within the available brands that we have. Not the premium one. The premium one is very small. It's very early for us to discuss about premium brands, although it is very promising for the future.
Okay.
Right? But in the available brand mix and the price mix that we have, the lower price mix were in higher demand during quarter two, and therefore the realization is slightly lower. But all said and done, it's a question of demand and supply. And it's also a question of what exactly is getting demanded by the consumers, and that is what we are catering to. We are not pushing unnecessarily brands that are not acceptable to the consumer.
Okay, sir. And my second question is, what was the revenue contribution from the Mahavat site in this quarter? Because in this quarter, the Mahavat was fully available in Delhi and MP. So if you share that one, means what was the contribution in the total revenue or the million cases, means the number of cases sold of somehow?
See, it's very, very small. I mean, it's a beer and IMFL business, as you all know, it's extremely, you know, competitive business, right? We are first focusing on making it available, making it aware to the consumers that this is available, and we do a lot of trial programs with the channels that are relevant, and then build the brand slowly. So it is a very insignificant part of our total volume as of now. Like we said, once we focus into many states, including Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, UP, Rajasthan, etc., this brand will look at, will start contributing 2%-3% in the next 1-2 years, maybe 3%-4% or 5% in the next 2-3 years to our overall mix of volume.
Okay, sir. I have one more question. Am I allowed to? Because I have already completed two.
Carry on. Carry on.
Okay. Okay. And sir, my next question is, does the company have any strategy for the brand outreach in the general public? Means like advertisements or sponsoring some events like that. Do we have any strategy like that in coming days?
This question was answered in the previous quarter as well. Our strategy is completely dependent on what we do in the channel. That is where the consumers go and buy their brands, take it home and drink, or take it elsewhere and drink, or sit in a on-premise or a bar and drink. That is where our brands are going to interact with the consumers. So that, and second place where we interact with the consumers is on the large consumption occasions, like an event happening, where we co-sponsor our brands and make our brands available to the consumers, whether it is beer, whether it is IMFL, we make it available to the consumers. These are two big things. Of course, we are also active in relevant social media channels and with our relevant brands, and it's a seasonal thing, and we keep doing that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Manoj. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ashish, an individual investor.
Hello.
Hi, Ashish. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. So, it was quite similar. I'm basically from Mumbai. And, you know, having gone through your presentation and your product profile, now there are several, you know, retail products in the IMFL and all. So the big question is, firstly, is Maharashtra even the vision of the brand company, number one, because I personally feel Maharashtra is a huge, you know, consuming state. But second question is, again, very similar to, there are no form of endorsements for these brands, because none of these brands come as a recall value, you know, at least as far as the Mumbai, Maharashtra region is concerned. So how is that perception going to break into the minds of people? What is the thought of the company on that?
Yeah. So, a part of the probable answer for your question was given in the previous question.
Yes.
Asked by the other investor. But however, I will repeat for more clarity. You see, Maharashtra for us is a state because is a big state, and we are doing only very, very little in that state. Basically because of the very, very tough route to market and very, very, very tough channel behavior. Right? We are very slow.
Okay. Yeah.
We are very clear that we do not want to invest our investors' money in markets where we find a huge risk, right?
Okay.
So we are very selective about where we operate. And therefore, you will not see us very much visible in the state of Maharashtra or Mumbai for that reason. Having said that, we are trying to create a route to market for ourselves with the launch of single malt and also launch of Woodpecker in Mumbai very soon, maybe in the next 2 to 3 months. So we are in discussion with various partners there who are willing to support us. And we will be visible in that market, available and visible in that market as far as woodpecker and single malt is concerned. Point number one. Point number two is that our brands are traditionally being a channel dependent on the channel behavior. Consumers go there, right? And we don't need to be highly visible like a Kingfisher Strong or a Kingfisher or a Budweiser in order to gain market share. One of the very big examples that we have for that is how we created the brand Powerpool in the state of Karnataka, wherein within a matter of 1.5 years or 2 years, we made that brand into a 5 million cases brand. Right? There was no huge inputs whether digitally or electronically or in the press. Sorry?
Which brand is this?
From 2021 to 2024.
Okay.
Right? We created five million brand. I mean, how was it created? Basically offering consumers what they wanted in the channel at the right price with the right quality and packaging. Right? So we did create, like I was explaining about Sunny Beaches, is kind of repeating the story done by Powerpool a few years back. The Sunny Beaches is repeating today the same story. We are getting the same kind of volume throughput with Sunny. We are not going bang into putting huge money into advertising and things like that. We are doing very sincere efforts in the channel without wasting our, because these are all very, you know how the costs are. I mean, if you're going to go and invest in advertising, it's going to cost huge amount of money. But at the same time, relevant brands like Woodpecker, for example, or a Bimbetka, we will not hesitate to invest, where the margins are better.
Okay. And are you all also targeting the airport channels, like the duty-free and all that? Because
Yes. That was a question asked in the previous quarter, and I promised at that time that you will hear some good news about it. And we worked on both markets. Absolutely. We are very much like you asked a very relevant question about, you know, how are you creating awareness for a brand, and airport is a big channel for that, right? So last time we had promised that we will make some progress when we hear in this quarter. I am very happy to tell you that you already placed a brand in T1 and T3 in Delhi.
Okay.
In one of the outlets there, which is called Tonino, it is available. Woodpecker is available there. And we are in close pursuit with Bangalore airport, both T1 and T2, to make sure our brands should be available by end of December, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhant from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
What will be the capacity for the UP plant which is coming up?
It is close to 10 million cases per annum.
Okay. And what are the utilizations currently for the existing plants right now?
For half year, for Bhopal, we are at about 80%.
Okay.
About 40% each for Woodpecker, the Hassan and the Odisha plant.
Okay. And so, next question. As a percentage, what is the advertisement spend which we do, and are we going to increase it in the near future for Woodpecker and Mahavat brands?
As Siva mentioned, that, you know, all our promotion and advertisements are mainly done at the point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the main expenditure it is done. So, Deva, can you answer it?
Yeah, of course, I'll do. So, you know, the question about how much, what is the percentage of revenue, is that the question?
Yeah, and are we planning to increase it in the near future?
Sorry?
What is the percentage right now? And are we planning to increase it in the near future?
See, brands like Woodpecker and Mahavat, and as and when we are going to put in, we will require a lot more investment. right, which we are prepared to invest. Right, so therefore the it will increase the percentage of our marketing spend on the on the overall revenue. Right, if you ask me what is it percentage today, it will be roughly in the range of about 2 to 3%.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jitaksh Gupta from Tikri Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. So just one question regarding the other cost. So this quarter it was around 58 crore versus last quarter it was 74. So sir, why there is a drop in the other cost, and what will be the other cost in H2?
Sorry, come again please.
So sir, this quarter the other cost is around 58 crore versus last quarter it was 70 crore. So just wanted to understand why there is a drop in the other cost.
The other cost is a huge component. It could include, the transportation charges, rebates, commissions, promotional expenses. So it can vary from quarter to quarter. So normally I think this quarter it was 21% of our sales, while the last quarter last year it was about 24%. So I think it's fair to assume that they will be in the region of, I think about 21 to 23%. That's how it varies.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivam Singh, an individual investor.
So what is the quantum of related party transactions that we are doing? Because like Green Wood Pickup, there are other private limited companies of the promoter in the same industry, right?
So there is only one company that's own distillery is private limited, from which we buy ENA, which we use for the blending of IMFL. So I think that is about maybe close to about 20-21 crores in a year.
Okay, sir. That's it. One more thing I wanted to ask. Sir, regarding the working capital days and regarding the trade payables and trade receivables, sir, there is a lot of difference in this quarter. What is the reason for that? Like trade payables have reduced a lot, but trade receivables have increased.
So I'll have to look at the trade payables, the trade receivables you said have increased.
Sir, trade receivables for this quarter was 4 crores. Said was 4 crores. While in the same year previous, it was 12.35 crores negative. And trade payable this year is 52.65 negative. Last year it was 10.45 crores negative. So there's at least 70 crores of difference in trade payables and receivables from the last year.
No. I think it's better that we convert it into days. Maybe connect with me, directly
okay,
after this call, then we'll figure it out.
Sure, sir. I'll connect with you offline.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. That is it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nagraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, sir.
I just want to know what is the efforts the company is making to attract PMS, HNIs, ultra HNIs and institutional investors to buy more of our company's stake so that retail investors will be benefited in the long term.
I think our focus now is that we want to consolidate our position in the beer industry. I think the thing which we want to focus on more is to have better corporate governance and compliance, because we believe that as we grow bigger, the investor confidence will come from, these kind of things which we ought to do.
Sir, what I feel as an individual investor is, this is a different work in the company compared to the running the business. Can we hire some consultants who can promote our company's performance and vision in the next coming few years to HNIs, PMS, institutional investors and ultra HNIs so that they will start buying our company? That was my question. We can take some consultancy help so that they will understand better what the company is doing now to improve and what we intend to do in future.
Okay, we take your feedback into account, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question of the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So, it's been a tough quarter, but we are very, very hopeful of Q3 and Q4 combined and overall closing the year, like Nakul had said, with around 1600 crores, it looks like. The UP plant also is giving us a lot of hope, and that will be a big news, big performance in F27. And we will continue to focus our efforts in terms of driving profitable sales and driving growth in markets where we have not been doing well in the last two quarters, that is Karnataka and Odisha. I think there will be much more focus there, and we are beginning to see results coming in October, and we'll see better results coming there. So we are committed to delivering consistent value to our stakeholders in the overall sense. And we thank you, the investors as well as analysts from the market, to have spent their valuable time and to hear us out. And I think we are a company which is focused and hands-on with what's happening in the market, and we'll continue to deliver better results and better value for the money that you're investing in our company. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Soam Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.